Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee, February 7th, 2021. And my name is Nancy Saibara-Nadutomi, and I'm the chair, and I'm going to call roll. All right, let's see. From KPFA, Janine Etter.
Here.
Janine is present. Okay. And from KPFK, Oscar Ulloa.
Present.
Oscar is present. And Paulina Bastille?
I'm here.
Paulina is present. From WBAI, Jack Devine? Jack? I do not hear you, Jack. Sharon Salam?
I'm here.
Sharon is here. And Ralph Pointer? I do not hear you, Ralph. Okay. Next is KPFT, Wally James?
Here.
Wally, I hear you. Present. And Nancy Tabard, that's me. I'm present. And Sandy Wyman. Sandy? I do not hear you. Okay, from WPFW, Lucille Perez. Lucille, are you muted? Lucille? Uh-oh. I think she was here a moment ago. I'll come back to her. And Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes, I'm here.
Thomas is present. Lucille, are you here? Oh, dear. I wonder if she dialed the wrong number. No, she was here. Lucille, are
you
here?
Did you just say Lucille?
Oh, yes, yes, Lucille. Yes, Perez.
I got bumped off. I just dialed back in.
Oh, I'm glad you got back in. Present. Lucille, present. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. One more than we needed for quorum. Okay, we have made quorum. All right. Is Linda Perry on the line? Linda? Linda, are you here? Are you muted? We have invited the WBAI program director, Linda Perry. You make it, Linda? Here.
Hi there. Hi. Yes, I was.
Oh, good. Muted. Oh, good.
And yeah, you gave me a 409
wrong number.
408. Yeah. So
sorry.
Good
sorry.
Now. And thank you,
and thanks
Paulina.
To Thomas.
Okay. Sorry, Linda, I was dialing you, but you're already here.
I know.
Thank you. I knew I could count on you.
So, Linda, you're on patched in on Paulina's phone. Is that what it is?
Nope. Oh, I called in directly now.
Okay. All right. It's 12:54. We're starting late, and it's my fault. I apologize, giving the wrong numbers. Linda, can you start with us and stay with us for 30
minutes? Sandy has joined.
Wait, one second. I don't see levels on the streaming.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Yeah, let me double check what's going on. Oh, I see what's going on. I got dropped on Skype. So there's going to be a tiny interruption in the stream, which is okay. Let me dial in again. And I don't know why can you wait for just it'll take me one second to call back
I
in.
Can wait
so
as much as you want
and,
so we have to start all over, right, Paulina? We have to do
no you don't have
all
to start
over.
Over no not at all no
oh so we the roll call was intact in the recording
yeah
right?
Yeah, I don't know when I
oh
got
good
dropped
good
off
good
the, okay. the stream, okay. But it was just a second ago, don't worry about it, one second.
Okay, what's
going on? I don't get it.
Okay, I'm going to try to get
Sandy has joined.
Oh, thank Sandy. You. Good. Thank you. Sandy present when you write him down. Okay. So we've got 9 people. Wow. Okay, I'm going to send an email to Katia.
What's the, can somebody give me the 5
telephone number?
567-7726. Okay, got it. No problem. 7, 2, 6. Okay. Yay! I'm back in, and I think we are. Yeah, the stream was dead for a minute, but I never stopped streaming. We're here. Sorry, technical difficulties. We're back. Back live.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to tell Katia we just started with Linda, so she can manage her driving or whatever she's doing. Okay, so let's start now, 12:56. And welcome, Linda. Thank you for coming and giving us some of your time for today. And we really want your input, your opinions. And start with, who would like to start first? Linda, did you want to say something first to us before we start asking questions?
Thank you for this. I think it's very valuable to have a network-wide committee like this talking about programming. I do want to comment, however, on the Nielsens that were sent out. I want to just share some of what I know about these Nielsens. Number one, we are in a pandemic, which we're all aware of. And for New York, anyway, many of our listeners were drivers, and people aren't driving. So what happened in our ratings is in January we were having – now, well, before I even go to the numbers, I want to say that the Nielsens do not go into our communities that we serve. They do not enter prisons. They do not measure the families of those who are incarcerated either because they don't go into those communities. So you have to realize that even though they say they do, they don't. And the disparities that I found in the December to the November and October ratings are incredible. Like it'll say 00 for certain shows where it showed 2,000 a month before. So be careful and do not do any programming suggestions based on Nielsen's. In January, we had, well, even starting before that, before we were shut down, BAI was shut down, we were on a roll. So you know that our fundraising was up and we were on a roll. We had about 78,000 listeners at that point a week. In January, we were growing. When we came back on the air, we were at 104,200, according to Nielsen's again. And I have to make clear that I'm very skeptical about the Nielsens. And then we were hit hard, very, very hard in New York by the pandemic. And so by March, we were down to 84,900. April, we went down to 53,800. We had only 38,200 in May. We were in the midst of that heavy, heavy, the COVID everywhere. And then people staying inside, shuttered inside. By July, we were growing a little to 45,000. August, we went up to about 77, and we're growing, but then it's showing a dip again. October, it grew back to 74,000 in November, then down to 53 in December. But again, you've got 00 ratings for some shows that are not 00. So you have to really watch what's going on. In addition, the streaming that you're looking at, the Pacifica stream, it's an indication of the popular shows. So we have, we see Democracy Now! Has more listeners. You know, maybe they have 300, but that's, and you're supposed to multiply by 10, I believe, to get an accurate count. But this does not measure, nor do the Nielsens measure who is going to the various radio apps or who is listening on the app. This is just who goes to our stream but not to the apps, if you understand what I'm saying. So so a grain of salt in terms of those ratings. So don't put too much, but we should look at them, of course, and we should, we should notice where the trends are. But I don't think it's a total reflection of what's going on. For instance, I put on a second program, On the Count is on Saturday mornings, which is our program run by people who were formerly incarcerated and deals with lots of various issues, reentry issues, et cetera. And I put on a second version of that, another new show on in the evening, because I wanted to reach people inside, because I know for a fact that WBAI is the most listened to radio station in prison, but it doesn't reflect on our numbers. And what we're trying to do with that particular show is we want to extend it to prisons across the country, and that will not show up in our ratings. So that's just an example to give you of how to be cautious with that. Now, in terms of our program schedule, I think you guys have mentioned or have looked at our schedule, and what we're doing in New York is we are before I even go into that, I want to just talk about the relationship with WPFW and my sister Katia in D.C. So I was news director at WBAI. I ran the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation's New York Radio and Television Network for a couple of decades, but I was groomed at WBAI and mentored at WBAI when I was quite young. So anyway, so when I was news director at WBAI, I went to D.C. to cover cover Trump and to cover the inauguration. And I went to PFW outside their coverage, and I felt so at home. I felt like this was BAI in D.C. I was welcomed by Katia and everyone else, and I was reporting live, and it felt so, so good. Also, when I did the I went to the DNC, Alan had invited me, and Margaret and everyone else was so welcoming, and they were, you know, it was just really felt very network-like. And so my real intention is to try to make sure that we can serve as much as a network as possible. And for this, I have some ideas to do a network-wide newscast, which I know we talked about. But in terms of New York and BAI, we are now working closely with WPFW. So, for example, I went to Cuba with Medea Benjamin and her group and then met her at a Left Forum, 2 years ago. And I said, Medea, do you want to do a show? And so I put Code Pink on the air, and I said, Katia, do you want the show too? So Katia put it on, so we simulcast. And that's sort of grown into other things, like Margaret Flowers is now doing a show on both of our stations. Sansara I had doing on BAI, so now she's on Sansara Taylor RevCom, and is also on PFW now. And we just recently did a special together. We've done a couple of specials together and offered them to the network, and the last one that we did, the network basically took, which we were so happy about. So PFW has more resources and news than we do, and it seems that our listenership is very eager to get news. So they are offering us starting at 11:55 and going straight till 4:55, 5 minutes of news that they do, and it comes from BAI and PFW. And when we were having the the first impeachment trial, you know, we will send out clips and stuff, but they are basically doing this for us, and it's great. We have a 6 o'clock newscast that I contribute to, and that Paul, our news guy, is doing by himself, which we are going to offer to PFW, but we would love to have a network-wide newscast, so we could talk about that. In terms of our schedule, I've kind of revamped our schedule. When I came in, it looked to me like it was a mishmash of various things coming in and not making quite the sense that it could have made in terms of bringing in listenership. And what is happening is we are using strip programming, so that if you know about radio, people are it's like you're a creature of habit with your radio. If you have something that you like on, you'll leave your radio on, and that's basically been shown to be the case. So what we've done is to try to have one program that leads right into another, and another. So the strip programming is not just across the week, but it's also down the schedule, if you understand what I'm saying. The thing that we are lacking is we don't have much music programming. We have the least music programming of the network. We have 10 to 12 at night weekdays that are music programs, and one of our music a couple of them are quite successful, but we just don't have that much music on the air. Maybe we should have more, I don't know. But we do have music programming on in the weekend. We have Latin Roots and then Caribbean Currents on Saturday afternoon. And on Sunday we have Con Sabor Latino, which is a popular, very popular music show, which is a 3-hour show. But otherwise we don't really have music. We have we have lots of current affairs. I started a theater show on Saturday night because, you know, people are stuck inside and they can't get to the theater. So, you know, for Black History Month, there's this Lynn Nottage play that I put on last night, which was quite good. You know, so we're trying to do that. We have an art strip at 9 p.m. also. But BAI is not a panacea. We are not reaching certain communities that we should be reaching because, you know, we have 8.5 million people could be listening to WBAI and they don't. So, you know, we're doing better than we were doing, but we have also, if I look at who's listening, we do have more young people listening than we did before, but most of the population is 65. The other thing that I'm finding, if I trust in Nielsen, is that there are more men, many more men listening than women. We're not talking about he, she, her, you know, him in terms of gender, but in terms of the way Nielsen does it, it's more men than women. So what does that mean is something I'm wondering. Are there not, I don't have any parenting programming, maybe that goes well. The health strips are very, very good, but what I've done is I'm ensuring we have a second health strip in the afternoon. We have Gary Noe at 12 to 1, and he's very, very popular, although I've heard, you know, some criticism, but he's a very popular programmer and makes a lot of money for the station. At 1 o'clock, Leonard Lopate is also very popular and has one of the most WBAI buddies, and I can talk about that a little bit. But that's a very popular strip. So at 2 o'clock, we've now started another health strip. So we have two doctors, two women doctors. She's on call on Monday. On Tuesday, we have Dr. Kamal Kakai. We have a new doctor two doctors on Wednesday, psychiatrists talking about, you know, all the stuff going on with COVID. And Thursday, we have Take Charge of Your Health, a show on Friday. So we have like a health strip going there. And you know, that's what we're trying to do. We have also what Bertol, our station manager, likes to call New York Wanna on steroids, which is what we have, very popular current affairs, New York-centric programming on from 5 to 6. And we have a veteran journalist, Tom Robbins, on a Monday. We have The Independent does a new show on Tuesday. This is all before the news at 6. On Wednesday, Max and Murphy, that's Ben Max, Gotham Gazette, Jarrett Murphy is with City Limits, and they do a show, Driving Forces. It's another city-oriented show. And Friday we have some radical women doing city, state, but also, you know, sort of international shows. So that's another strip that we have. And we have the news strip, and then we have an after-the-news strip. So we're very news-oriented, which is sort of my background. So that's why we have that. And what else did I want to tell you? So, the other thing that we've been doing is we have a lot of flexibility at the radio station, which I think is really, really important. We take calls as often as possible. I could go in and doing remote broadcasts if you like, because we're willing to share anything that we've figured out with you to help the station, any other station. So what we've been doing, so we did the Manhattan DA, the district attorney in Manhattan, has been really horrible in terms of incarcerating people for really no good reason for the last 10 years, filling up our prisons with people who are, you know, shouldn't be there. And so that is a big race going on in New York. So we put on a 2.5 hour panel. We put on a forum on the air. This was like last week. Was it last week or 2 weeks ago? And then last week, we put on our mayor is like really, he's got lots of problems. He seems to be progressive, but is not very progressive. He's the guy that the cops turn their backs on, and then now he's been sort of kowtowing to them. We put on a mayoral on homelessness. So we had homeless people who are homeless asking questions of the mayoral candidates. And next week or the week after, we're doing a similar forum. It's a live forum, and we're doing it virtual. like the audio. But radio is like, really, you know, you can do all of this stuff with audio that you couldn't do if because of COVID. So we could do it because we're radio and also online. So we're going to be doing NYCHA here is the New York City Housing Authority. Have been in disrepair for like over 30, 40 years. So we are doing a panel, a forum with NYCHA tenants asking the mayors, the mayoral candidates about NYCHA because the kids have had lead poisoning, you know, this, that. So we take issues of, just to sum up, we take issues of concern to various community members and we focus on them and we try to look at the inner reasons for them and what possible solutions there are. So these are some of the programming things that we've been doing. And as I said, you know, PFW and BAI are very, very simpatico in terms of our mission and what we've been doing. And I know the other Pacifica stations are as well, but we just haven't had that much contact or that much opportunity to be doing network programming as much as I would like. I appreciate the COVID program. I'm going to, Paulina, I will find a better space for it. But, you know, because it's a network.
Thank you.
But, you know, so anyway, so that's just by way of introduction. And I have found it rather challenging to be doing everything that we're doing without a lot of staff, you know, or any staff. And it hasn't been very easy to have interns at this time because of COVID. We are revamping our website, and I'm trying to get it to be more interactive. We're holding monthly meetings with our staff. I'm trying to make sure that they post their upcoming programs. If you go to our website, you can see there's a script there of upcoming programs that are posted. But, you know, I'm finding lots of challenges, and I'm finding, you know, populations that we're just not reaching. I'm not reaching the sick community in Queens, for example. I've put on Lindisfarne Sewer, but the Arab community is one that I haven't really been reaching in programming, and I would like to. I had two Arab women on who did a show, and then they quit. You know, so, and like, there are various other...
Did you say Sikhs, Linda? Sikhs?
They call themselves Sikh, but yeah, it's the Sikh.
Oh, okay. In Queens.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A large community. When I used to report at City Hall, you know, we would meet all of these various community groups, you know, and that's how I got to know Make the Road New York and a lot of the various groups, you know, the groups that work with community members, you know, Brooklyn Bail and, you know, this one and that one. But so there are these groups that, and the Asian community, I don't think... I now have some people who like Srinivasan does a show on the weekend on Saturday, Coping with COVID, a helpful call-in show, helpful hopeful call-in show, and I have two East Asian I guess you would call doctors who do the shows. She's on call, but I mean there are communities I'm just not reaching, you know. Quite frankly, but I can only do what I can do, and I was given, I'm given legacy producers who are entrenched and working. Some of them are excellent, and others, you know, need some work. And I'm finding a lot that everything is a challenge. Well, not everything, but you know what I mean. I hope.
Linda, can we start asking you some questions? Okay. We don't have
sure.
How long can you stay with us? I'm wondering if we could until what time can you stay with us?
Why don't we do another 15 minutes? Is that good? Or 20 minutes? Is that okay?
Yes. All right. Then I'm going to email Katia while open up to the committee to ask you. Yes. Go. What?
I'm sorry. Katia's driving, so I can message her with whatever you want. I know she's driving.
okay. Yeah, because I don't have her telephone number. Yes, that's a good idea. Just tell her, let's see. What does the committee, is it all right with the committee if we ask Katia to come on, let's say, if we give her until 2:30 to start, they'll give her 30 minutes and that gives Linda about 15. This just seems like so little.
Why don't you just ask me whatever you want to ask me, and then we can. The thing that Katia and I
Wait, Linda, just a minute. Let me ask the committee. Is it all right if we ask Katia to come at a different day, and we just stick with Linda until she has to leave, or how long? How long? I mean, I think our limit is 3 o'clock Eastern time. We might run over if we have Katia on. Anybody? Anybody?
This is Paulina.
Yes. Yes, Paulina.
I would say we want to do. We definitely want to give Katia enough time to tell us all about it and ask her the question. So perhaps it was it would make more sense if we were to talk to her on a different day. But if she wants to come on and say hi for a few minutes, I wouldn't oppose that. But I do think that we were being over ambitious perhaps. But I'm not sure what others think.
Okay.
I totally agree, and I think it would be more productive to have her another day because, first off, Linda's report is so rich, and questions just sort of. I'm sure I've got a dozen. I'm sure a lot of people have.
Yep.
A lot of questions. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can.
Linda said she only has about 15, 20 minutes to stay on. So let's get on it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hold on a sec. I'm sorry. Can you just hang on a sec? Okay, hold on a second.
No problem.
Okay. So she can get on. I would suggest you guys said that you wouldn't know the difference if there was somebody else on, but Katia's voice and my voice are quite different. And she should just come on now. I can get her on with us. And you know, she's so valuable to the network that I think that I should just let her call in right now and get her on with us.
Please don't do that.
Does that mean that your time was going to be extended?
Okay. I have to ask her, committee, wait a minute. Okay, does anyone object to us going over 3 o'clock? I mean, this is a big imposition, but I want to know if somebody's got to leave at 3 Eastern. All right, 3:15? Okay, so we decide 3:15 to adjourn. Is that okay?
Okay, well, does that mean Linda's going to stay or what?
Yes, Linda's going to stay, but I want to extend our time that we're going to be on so we can have time for Katia to come on.
Yeah.
Okay. So, we'll just ask. This is awful. Okay, Linda, I'm going to open up for questions, and then I'm going to ask Katia to come on and just say hello after you leave, and we'll tell her, all right? So you can go ahead and walk.
Can I just say, it turns out she didn't have to drive. Okay, so
there's a family
problem. So she didn't have to. I just found that out. That's why I was suggesting. But she would come on at 2:30. So why don't you just ask away, and then she'll come on. And in the meantime, Nancy, if you could send the correct number to her to call in.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Just send that. We want you more than just from 2:30. So we'd like you to stay a little bit longer. Please, because we haven't been able to ask you any question at all, and I'm not sure that you're finished.
Why don't we start?
Let's start with the questions. Go ahead, and I'll talk to Katia. All right, who's first up for questions? Nobody? Okay, I'll ask the question.
Okay.
Go ahead, Paulina, go ahead.
Okay, Linda, thank you so much. That was very enlightening and interesting to understand your process. I'm glad to know that you don't trust the Nielsens. I'm curious to know your take on, let's say, your Spanish language radio market, whether you have any Spanish language programming on WBAI or plan to have any. And your take on that, just curious your thoughts, that's one. And then another quick question is, What's your process to reconfigure the grid? I understand that you came in, you saw stuff and you fixed stuff, right? So now you have strip programming that's vertical, is what I heard you say. So people stay on and not just horizontal strips. You have a nice combination of batch growth and strip is what I'm hearing. I love your decisions on some of these things, Margaret Flowers, Medea Benjamin, the Code Pink Show, etc. Now, how do you deal with rearranging things? Because that always hurts, you know. People will always complain because they can't find their favorite show at the time that they expected it. And, of course, you know, there'll be stink and so on and so forth. And I'm just curious your approach to that. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Paulina. So Spanish language programming first. So we have, as I mentioned, Con Sabor Latino, it reaches a Latino audience. It's not, he may talk in Spanish a little bit. Felipe Luciano on Saturday may speak in Spanish a little bit. We have Ruben Diaz at 1 to 3 in the morning on the weekend. His show is in Spanish, and it has lots of listeners. Johanna Fernandez in the morning, she is a Latinx woman. And, I know that we have a large and growing Latinx listenership, but we need to, as I mentioned before, reach younger people and more people. So that's a constant thing. So we don't have, we don't have like at 9 p.m. this is in Spanish, We don't have this is in Creole. We don't have that. City University of New York has the ability to do that. They have a radio television station, but we just don't do that. And, I can look at it, but I just don't see that right now. although when you do specials, if you're going to do a network special and it's going to be in Spanish, I'd carry it. I would just promo it. So in terms of what you do when you have a grid change like we have, is you try to then stabilize the grid. So our grid is stable. I'm not doing anything to it. The one thing I did was I added Extinction Rebellion, which has so many members, young members, to a half-hour program. But then I had to sort of work with that show to get it up to par to be at 6:30, and then I moved a show up that it was replacing Gays Against Guns to a different time slot. In other words, you move things carefully and slowly. So I'm not changing our grid. I think our grid is pretty good. Although I have spots where I can introduce new programs, and I think that's very important. And it's very important to give new programs a place to start and a place to grow. And, like when I was brought into the radio station, I was mentored. People, I don't know that there's that much mentoring going on anymore. People need training. And that was one of the things that we were going to start when we had the facility to use. We're all remote now. We were setting up computers to start training people. I had, it was a whole different thing. And now, we're going to have to restart that because people need to learn how to do all this stuff remotely. Another thing is I think that the network, it would be really good if we as a network did certain things. Audio audition, for example, if we could get network subscriptions. The call center is another problem. Can't we do it network-wide? The call center, when you call and you subscribe and they put you on hold, you try to subscribe. Let's say somebody's really pitching, and you want that thing right now. Well, they put you on hold, but you don't hear the radio station. Like, why is that? So many different things I can't tell you. we should have workshops on how to work remotely.
Yes.
What is Lucy like? How do you use Zoom? How do you message when you're using Zoom? And it's easy. Do you need someone in the control room to take the phone calls and let you know you have a call? If we don't have interactive programs with phone calls, then what good are we? We're not reaching these communities that we say that we, you know, it's our mission to reach. And what we did, and Katia will tell you, what we do when we go on, we do a national program, is we take calls. We take calls from throughout the country. And when we do programs together, like the one that Samsara does on PFW and BAI Tuesday night, we take calls. So you've got the D.C. calls, you've got the New York calls. And I love doing that network ride. You know, it's just a time thing that we have to work out. And Bertel and I, actually, and one of our engineers, just while I'm talking about the network, we had a meeting with KPFT to help them set up remote broadcasts and how to operate. Now, I know with new management coming in, we should have another meeting now. But I'm just sort of like, you know, streaming consciousness. I'll go back to your question.
Okay,
so
who's
answered
next?
It. Thank you. Thank you.
Who's next?
I'll put me on the stack.
Thomas.
Sandy.
Okay, Sharon. And then Thomas. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. And Sandy, the stack.
Okay. Was that Oscar?
No, this is Katia.
Yes,
please.
Okay. Hi, Katia.
Katia's
okay. We're still doing with Linda. Can you be with us until 3:15 Eastern time?
I can try. I'm taking care of my father who has dementia, so I actually stepped out of his apartment. So
okay.
His aide is with him right now, but sure. That I'll be on as long as I can. So what should I do?
Okay, so maybe come back around 45 at the, what is it now?
Okay, all right.
2:45, yeah.
Okay, we'll
right.
do.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Katia.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that's Sharon next, and then Thomas. I'm sorry, I heard somebody male voice. I don't know who it was. After Thomas,
and
is it Oscar? Was
Sandy
it?
For the
Sandy?
Back, man.
Okay, Sandy after Sandy after Thomas. Huh? Who was after that? Nope. Anybody?
Wally.
Wally. Okay, so Sharon, Thomas, Sandy, Wally. All right, go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, I just have two questions. One is, how are programmers, the programmers, are they involved in any type of this programming piece to help the station move forward? And what process do you have to evaluate programs?
Okay, do you want me to answer that now? So, hi, Sharon.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, so appreciate you and everything you do for so many communities.
Yes, and I like your programs, too.
Yeah, so we like each other. You know, we have a wonderful promo that Sharon did for WBAI, which talked about how no one but us and a few other stations would talk about this, what was going on with her son. We so appreciate her and your input. So we have these meetings every month. We have producer meetings every month to talk about programming and to talk about what's going on. Quite frankly, Sharon, like a lot of what's happening is that we are, Bertel and I are like very worried every day about not having enough money and about not having good premiums. And these premiums, I don't like these premiums, you know, that are health premiums very much. And I'm trying to get us to develop other premiums that are, you know, having to do with our programming and trying to now do special days. So I had this idea that we would do like Aretha Franklin's birthday on March 25th and then give, just have a full day of her music. And because we have like 14 hours of her programming, you know, stuff that about her, and then give away maybe a T-shirt. Remember that subway stop that called itself Franklin Street, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the back, something that said respect, you know, a T-shirt like that with the WBAI logo. You know, I'm trying to think of different ideas to do special days, like Laugh Day we used to do years ago, and everybody could certainly use some laughs. So I'm talking to producers about that, you know, about what we should do and very much in conversation, you know, with staff emails and you know, but it's not like it was when we were in, you know, we were in person. But
and about the evaluation?
And about the evaluation of programs. I think our programs are really good. So we're not pulling any programs right now. We're just trying to work with people to, to pitch more and to get more WBAI buddies and to, you know, when I see something, like, I want more promos. You know, if we have more promos on the air, then people are pointed to the program. But if people, you know, we can't be in a vacuum. If people don't know we exist, they're not going to listen to our shows. So, you know, I look at the numbers, I look at the listenership, I try to work with, you know, telling people what I think would improve their shows, like if they could bring callers in earlier or if they could use more audio in their shows, you know, whatever it is that might make their program better.
Go ahead. Finish.
Now, when was the last the last meeting?
Evaluations of your shows or some of the shows or...
I think that we're listening to them all the time, as much as time allows, and I'm not pulling anybody. So,
no evaluations in a long time, right?
No, there's constant evaluations, Sharon. There's
Nancy.
No, we're listening to shows all the time. We're evaluating what could be better. What might need improvement, but it's a lot.
Okay,
and we're happy with the grid.
Uh-huh. You're happy with the grid. Okay, Thomas, let's go to Thomas.
Wait, Sharon, did you have anything else? Sharon?
Well, we got a stack here, and we have very little time. Thomas,
okay.
Go ahead. I think you're muted, Thomas. Okay, I'm
going to skip Thomas. We don't have much time, and we got a lot of people who are online.
Was I muted? I'm sorry.
Yes. Go start all over now. We didn't hear anything.
Yeah, Thomas O'Rourke, Linda from PFW in D.C. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Nice to meet you, and very informative. I had a lot of questions. I'll just whichever ones you choose to answer is fine. I'll repeat, you know, the question about developing programming. How is, you know, any tips? I applaud your ambition for an evening newscast. I've been arguing for it in Washington, of course. And how does your evening news? I notice, because I'll listen to it every so often on an app, and note, you know, from what I gather, you don't have a news department, and you mentioned one person who does your evening news. Evaluation program that's been asked. It sounds like your grid is fairly in place. In terms of evaluation, though, is it fundraising power, Nielsen's, listener populations that sort of, and it sounds like you do a balancing act. What about syndicated programming? So I guess my questions are, you know, how do you intend to beef up the news and eventually get to an evening nationwide newscast? You know, we don't want it necessarily to go the way Amy Goodman owns her show now, right? That was a Pacifica-wide broadcast. You know, how does Pacifica maintain ownership? That's another question. It's a bunch of them. Sorry.
For Pacifica to remain in charge of programming, I think is very important. But I think that for programmers, the shows need to be co-owned. What else do they really, what do you get? I mean, it's the satisfaction. You have to, like, really be married to our mission, as far as I'm concerned, if you want to be a programmer on WBAI. If you don't know what WBAI, if you don't know what Pacifica is, what it stands for, what it stood for, and what it could be, and you're not concerned about its longevity for your great-grandchildren, then I don't really want you on the radio. Sorry to sound harsh, but you know, you need to know what the station is, and when you do your program, you know, you need to get something from it as well as give to it, because it's a lot of work. Oh, one of the things I do is I make sure that people send rundowns, so I know exactly what they're going to be doing on their show. So the rundown goes to me, and it goes to the operations person who's going to be engineering the show. So therefore, I can put it in the upcoming programs on our website. If you go to our website, you can see that. And then I ask for promos so that we can put promos on the air, not just announcements, but creative audio of, like, might have a clip of a person, whatever it is. Okay. So that's
part. One more thing. Do you accept or solicit pilots? In other words, can someone actually? Is there any? You know, obviously, you prefer people you know and that, and you know that are in tune with the mission. You know, if someone comes out you from out of nowhere, would you accept a you know a 30-minute broadcast as an audition, that kind of thing? And then my last question: You mentioned your market, 8.5 million people in the naked city don't listen to you. How big is your? How far you know east and west are you? Are you heard?
50 miles. We have a 50-mile radius, 50,000 watts. So we should have more listeners. We need more listeners. And you know the idea of putting our stuff on buses and on the back of the Independent, we didn't even have the $600 that would have enabled us to put our schedule on the back of the Independent. The last time, and that's a progressive paper that's in all of the mailboxes everywhere, like in Queens and Staten Island and everywhere. And the last time we did that was right before we were shut down with the new schedule, by the way. So it cost six. You know, so we money is really of utmost importance. Because we don't want to be the station that doesn't make our payroll. We don't want to be the station that can't pay our rent. We don't own a building. You know, we have very few people being paid at BAI, but we want to make sure that we can pay our bills. And so that is a lot of effort is going into that. The other thing that where a lot of effort is going into is remaking our website and figuring out how we can monetize podcasts. And also, we just reclaimed our Facebook page. Like, that was a mess. Like, all these people would take our name and try to go on Instagram or other. So we're reclaiming all of our social media. And the other thing I'm finding is people who have been working at BAI don't really know social media, how to post and repost. So we need workshops in that, you know. And that could be Pacifica-wide, you know. Not that hard to show people how to do that.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry to go on.
We have the next question. Sandy, go ahead. Sandy, are you muted? Oh, dear. Did we lose Sandy? Who was next after Sandy? Wally. Go ahead, Wally. We'll come back to Sandy later. Wally, are you muted?
Yes. I'm here.
I was muted, please. Sorry.
Okay. Go ahead and go first, Sandy.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Okay. Sorry about that. Technology eludes me. My name's Sandy Wyman. I appreciate you making time today. That's very generous of you. I've been a programmer at KPFT for almost 24 years, very near it, and recognize many of the things that you said. First, the Nielsen's. If you don't depend on Nielsen's to measure popularity, then or listenership, what are you using? That would be the first question. And then the second question with regard to a stable grid, I'm going to give you just a phrase, and I want your take on it, please. Stale media is dead media. Thank you.
Okay. So it doesn't mean that our grid is stale. It means that we are not changing the programmers on the specific slots. And it definitely does not mean that it's stale. I expect all programs to be fresh and new. So that's number one. Number two, what I said about the Nielsen's, to use sort of like a bucket of salt, you know, the grain of salt business, a bucket of salt, is very important at this time in COVID, because you will see 00 listeners on a December program slot where you saw thousands maybe in November or in January. So I think that they need a little time to get themselves together. And the other thing is, as I already mentioned, is that how listening has changed so much, and all of these other methods are not necessarily enter into how the Nielsen's are doing their ratings. So anything else?
Okay. Wally?
I guess Wally, they also don't apply to weekends, so... They are flawed, yes.
They don't apply to weekends? What do you mean?
The Nielsen's that you're getting, the cumes for the Nielsen's are Monday through Friday. It's commercial. It's commercial driven.
No, they're all week. There's weekends too. I have the weekends.
Okay. Well, we'll have to go through that.
See what happens.
Okay.
me, to tell you the truth. I really want to see what goes on.
Yeah, the ones I think we're getting anyway, yeah, are for weekdays. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Sandy, you're finished? Then Wally? Go ahead, Wally.
Yes, let me follow up real quick on the Nielsen's, because my understanding was that it's very small number of people that are doing the Nielsen ratings that are actually listening to one of our Pacifica stations. Your thoughts about that and how that affects and how you can use that to judge what the public in general is listening to?
I don't think I'm understanding the question. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, the question was, with Nielsen's, you have my understanding is that there's a lot fewer people listening to a Pacifica station than would be to a commercial station. So there's not really that many listeners that are listening to our stations that are in the Nielsen rating. And your thoughts on that? And okay, well, just first, your thoughts on that.
Well, I don't know. As I said, I don't know that they're measuring our listeners. I don't know that they're entering the communities where our listeners are living. I'm doubtful. That's why I brought up the example of people who are incarcerated, who are not measured. So that's why as a programmer, I want to see what they come up with in the next 3 months, if they get it together, because this December they did not have it together. They did not accurately measure. So, do you know what I mean? I want to see what they do.
And that sounds good.
I use it as an indicator. But my indication, looking again and again at what they did in December, is not accurate. So, I mean, I'm like totally puzzled. You know, what is this? It's 00 when it was 2000. You know, what is that? But again, you know, we have low listenership. We need to get out there. And I think if we operate as a network more, then we would be able to have more listeners. And I think that if we offer the affiliates more, then we would have more of our programming on affiliate stations, and then we'd have a larger reach. And I also think that, well, never mind, I don't want to go on. And I'm back to you, Nancy.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyone else?
This is Wally. I've got another question.
Go ahead, Wally.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about your strip programming. Have you noticed a lot of difference with the strip programming than you did with previous programming in those time slots?
Yeah, we have more listeners and more steady listeners. The morning show, I think, is picking up now, which goes into Democracy Now. I think that, yes, the answer is yes. I think that people are expecting, they're starting to know what to expect if what programs are on. And I do agree, it's problematic to shift the grid around, but it needed to be shifted.
Okay, are there any other
thank
questions?
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead. Who is this?
Sharon.
This is
Sharon.
Oh.
Okay, wait a minute. Anybody else besides Sharon that wants a question?
I heard, Nancy, I heard Oscar before that.
Oh, okay, no. Oscar, please. Go ahead, sorry.
And I'm back on. Should I, is it okay?
Yes.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Oscar.
I mean, in the spirit that we've been listening to, the male voices are definitely conceived, so the next speaker, please.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
A little bit louder, Oscar.
Yeah, no, since I hear a couple of our fellows before me, I will definitely pass on the speaker. I think it was Sheila, she wanted to have a question. Please go up, if that's the case.
Okay, so you don't have a specific question right now then, right? Okay.
Oh no, I do, but I pass for the next. Okay. Well, in this case, thank you for staying with us. And here in the program committee, we've been working on an idea. It's called either Pacifica on the Streets or the particular station on the streets, which is a proposal to present to the, in this case, the program directors about their input. This is pretty much a kind of a go to the roots, go to the streets, and creating a system or a process where certain people, let's say activists or the same programmers or whoever is interested to cover whatever is happening, even kind of like breaking news out on the street. Of course, everybody will be oversee and really prepared to do this. What will be your input in how, you know, will help to implement, and if you think it's a good idea, you know, to have, of course, no random people. Let's say myself, I am an activist, and we are out on the streets on different issues, and I will think that certain, you know, with certain system, we will be able to provide content to the station from the streets, from the community. That's kind of the idea of a Pacifica, or in like in your case, you know, the UA out in the streets. Of course, hoping that we got the pandemic and all this stuff, controlled to a point in the future. But will be what will be your take on that?
Okay, well, I thank you for that. I think that's a good idea. I think that we have a rubric from COVID, Race, and Democracy, Paulina, that we developed in how a different station could be doing a program every day. And if we had a news program that rotated among the stations a half hour, that could be a 10-minute component or a 5-minute component. So that's how I would see that. But, you know, we could talk about that. The idea of just working more as a network, I think, is very, very important.